Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Chris, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters and with me is the unrepentant Jesse Harley.
Unrepentant? Ooh. I haven't repented.
No.
And I... Chant.
He's repentless.
So. This is not coffee. This is decaf coffee because I don't have any coffee. That's my story. But I put a little bit of MCT oil in it, which converts the ketones right to your brain, gives you a little kick.
I've got this fancy water that is actually just tap water. It filled up in this bottle because I'm Welsh and I've got a free water bottle that I like.
For anyone looking on YouTube, I've got this wonderful little Elgato thing. I'm putting it on. I've got a face sort of thing. It makes me look pretty. It makes me look younger because I'm feeling old.
Yeah, we're doing a video version of this for the YouTube, and Jesse's obsessed with the filters he's got. So
I love the toddler one. It makes me look so. Speaking of looking young, here, look at this. Just bam.
Yeah, if you're doing this in audio,
baby, oh look at how tiny I am.
Jesse looks like a creepy child's head on a man's body
with massive muscles.
And you have to go and check out our YouTube to see it. And I'm just trying to describe it visually because you've been robbed of the visual sense, Jesse. Because it's a podcast.
This is a podcast. Yes,
This is the podcast.
We've got about 100. We've got about 80 people watching our YouTubes.
Yay!
And tens of thousands of people listening. So I do have to. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Go check out our
just
YouTube.
Respect like the audience where they live.
So. If you want to see my face turn into a toddler, but my body stay the same, check out our YouTube channel.
And we had a review. Someone didn't like the STD zone. I don't know if you saw it.
I don't want to hear our reviews, man.
They described our show. They gave it one star. They described
stop
it as
it.
Inane chatter.
It just depresses me, man. That's why I don't go to. Amuses you, but it pisses. It just ruins my day.
Sorry. Well, anyway, they thought we didn't talk enough about the topic, and we spent too long in the STD zone.
I mean, that's our show.
I know. It's largely our show. Anyway.
I haven't looked at a review in like 3 years.
That's probably for the best. I don't think you could handle it.
I don't. I can't. It's weird. Like I've actually gone to other podcasters who do the same thing. They say the exact same thing. Like they can't listen to reviews because you'll get 10 awesome reviews in a row. And they're like, oh, we love your show. The show's amazing. And then you'll get one cranky son of a bitch. Like you fucking suck. You're the worst people in the world. I want to burn you alive. And you hang on to that one shitty review for days. And you're just like, yeah, no, he's right. I should burn myself alive. You know, it's
I don't think self-immolation through fire is an appropriate response to a one-star review, but
yeah, you know. your response to one-star reviews, you get all giddy, you love them. I don't understand it.
Well, do you know what, like honestly, like in this day and age, it's so hard to get an emotional reaction off anyone.
That's not true. Have you been on Twitter?
Jesus, people are so flooded with information and stuff, whether they like us or hate us.
You say it's so hard to get an emotional reaction out of anyone. Go on Twitter right now and say Trump forever and just wait 5 minutes. Okay. Just
or do the same to say Trump for never.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't response. Matter. Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, I've got my beer problem. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen my beer problem, just go on our social media.
So we are diving in straight into the STD zone after explaining a review that said we spent too much time in the STD zone. Fuck I em. Love this. Yeah, fuck them. Let's do it. Let's spend twice as long in the STD zone.
Let's just do one big STD zone.
Yeah. And then like the last 30 seconds, you tell me about the episode content. No,
the reason was I said I was going to shave the bear because I said I was going to shave the bear to shame it. So the bear that keeps going to my garbage every night, if I shaved it, it would be a naked bear and then maybe it would go away and not bother my house anymore because it comes back all the time.
So you're going to shave it in its sleep.
But Ron sent us a speak pipe. He's got a great idea to help me with my problem.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of speak pipes, before we play this, I want to apologize. Okay. For those of you who don't know, speak pipes are a way to leave an anonymous
voicemail message,
but very quickly. You don't have to leave an email or a name or nothing. It's like within 5 seconds, you're going to be leaving us an anonymous voicemail. And we've been asking people to do it and people have been, and we have a backlog and we haven't been playing them. And I'm really sorry. We've got a handful now. We've got a couple we're going to play in the next episode.
I'm trying to play one now.
I'm stopping you.
Yeah. This is Ron's suggestion to how I can deal with the bears.
All right, Ron.
Try using Nair for the bears. That might be your best solution. Because, you know, if you're around the bears for too long with a blade and they wake up, they might get a bit irritable. But, you know, kind of, hey, it works for me anyway. So.
So Ron's had great success removing the hair of bears
with Nair. With the Nair. Hair of bears with Nair.
Bear, the hair of bear, bears with Nair.
Bear Nair.
Ron, the bear, the hair with Nair. Thanks, Ron. And also, I've got another speak pipe because we have a backlog.
Yep.
Oh, I've got a backlog in my speak pipe.
Can you put that actually in the title? The backlog in our speak pipe. That'd be great.
I've got a backlog. Oh.
Just so people know.
Yeah, we need to drink some grape juice. Anyway, this one, you can remember I said that Polyev was getting Elon Musk to team up and gang up on the CBC on Twitter. And I said he was like the little guy who kind of you know, gets all the bullies riled up, but doesn't actually do any bullying themselves.
Yeah, I remember that.
So Sue left a message. There's an actual term for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Sue here from Mississauga, longtime listener, first-time caller. I just listened to the Juicy Bits, is the government funding you? And there was a confusion as to what the name is for the little kid who was the sidekick to the bully. And that name is a toady. T-O-A-D-Y. Like a toad with a Y. Toady. Pierre Polyev is a toady.
Okay.
Great. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Sue. If you could go back in the admin and bring that volume down, because that was super loud.
But toady. Polyev is a toady.
Polyev is a toady. And you know what's fascinating about that? I was playing Scrabble with my mother not too long ago, and I was like, I had all the letters for toadies. I'm like, is toady a word? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I put it down and the S landed on quad, making it squad. So I was like, I was really quite proud of myself.
Did you beat your mother at Scrabble?
I did actually, which is an accomplishment, let me tell you. So, but I learned about toadies before Sue told me about toadies. Just the world works in weird coincidental ways that way.
It's all when it comes, I'm dyslexic, so when it comes to Scrabble, I have a scorched earth policy. So
what does that mean?
Just it's not going to work out. It's going to be chaos, so just embrace it.
I really want to play Scrabble with you now to see your scorched earth strategy.
Approach to
yeah, I don't know what that means. Do you just throw the letters on the board and see what happens?
No, I just spell the words the way that I think they should be spelled using my brain that is wonky.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. I know there's a guidebook for this all called The Dictionary, but I choose to ignore it because I have a terrible relationship with the correct spelling of words.
Oh, so just a quick side note about our patron page. We just had a patron episode and it was okay.
good salad of the paywall for the premium content, Jesse.
But I do talk about how two of our patrons met up with me when I was visiting my friend Brendan in Montreal, and
they didn't murder you.
They didn't murder me.
This isn't a patron wearing your skin talking to me.
Yeah, so like they it was, we had a lot of fun. We sat together and we drank and we told stories, and my friend Brendan just entertained the fuck out of them, and we had like a photo shoot, and it was a lot of fun. So go listen to that. Well, you have to pay to listen to it, but yeah, go pay and go listen to it, and then you enjoy the rest of the okay episode.
How many podcasts do you know that meet their listeners in person in various cities across Canada for a quiet beer or invite you to a house party? Doesn't happen.
We are very brave.
Yeah. It's quite the service, I gotta say. Right. This is an enhanced experience. So patreon.com/Canadian politics is boring. Maybe one day you'll be sat having a cold beer with Jesse, even though he doesn't drink, in somebody else's house.
Well, I mean, June 3rd will be 2 years. 2 years no alcohol for me.
But I'm gonna close off the STD zone.
You're closing it off? I was just gonna say I could start drinking after. Okay, he's closing it.
It closes it off. It's gone. So I want to talk to you about a really badass. She's like the same age as me. I know you're really old, but she was born in 1984.
Really old. Fuck off.
I don't know if I can say her name right, but her name is Ruth Ellen Bruzzo.
I don't know who that is.
So, not many people. I didn't. A listener suggested this episode, and I was like,
do you want to say who it is? Who suggested it?
I can't remember. I didn't write it down. Somewhere in the email.
You're so bad at shouting people out, man.
Jill Ideaman, I think their name was.
Jill Ideaman. Okay. Yeah. You gotta be better at, like, people go out of their way to email us and you're like, hey, we got this content from someone I don't know who and I don't care.
You know, I do care. It's just I have a terrible memory and I don't remember. But I want, you know who you are. Thank you. Send us an email and then I'll name check you later on if you're offended. Or if they might want to be anonymous anyway. So I should have just lied and said they wanted to remain anonymous.
So anyway. I would have believed you.
So Ruth went from being someone who just decided to put their name down to enter politics and wasn't really that bothered, but ended up becoming a politician, like almost by accident.
What?
But also the thing with Ruth is she doesn't resemble your typical politician.
I feel like this is very similar to a woman that we spoke to on our show
who
said they were going to go run. They were considering whether or not they should run for politics. And you and I like boosted her ego and told her she should go and do it. And she said, okay, fine. I'll go. We'll do it. I'll run.
No, this isn't her.
It's not her.
No.
It's too bad, because that would be amazing.
No. So Ruth, before she became an MP, was working as an assistant manager for Oliver's Pub in Ottawa.
Okay.
She was also a bartender at the Pier 21 at the Bywood Market near Parliament. And she was
a Pier 21?
Pier 21 in the Bywood Market near.
We have a Pier 21 here in Halifax.
This is the one in Ottawa. This is a different one. So she was working in a pub. She was a part, like on her spare time, she was an animal welfare activist.
Nice.
And she just tried to find homes for stray dogs or injured animals.
Oh, that's she was very also sweet. Aww.
Also a single mother. She had her first kid when she was only 17, and had to finish high school with correspondence courses. And also she used to clean hotel rooms, but she got fired because she was trying to organize the employees into a union for better representation. So
she sounds fucking amazing.
I know, she's incredible. So
why is she single? Jeez.
Well, she's married now, Jesse. Okay, the ship has sailed. So
that's all. As I mentioned in a previous episode, forever single. It's a choice. It's a lifestyle. Don't judge me.
So she wasn't massively politically involved, but she was obviously, you know, she was a hardworking single mother who'd had to kind of like, who didn't have a lot of advantages. Not your typical politician. In my head, you think politician, I see a Polyever, a Trudeau. Yeah, you know, people who kind of has to hand it to them in a much easier ride to get there. And she just by chance, she was the second nomination of choice as a paper candidate. So when they do elections,
what's a paper candidate?
So if you don't, they need someone on the ballot in some place that might be 100 miles away because they don't have anyone else to put down. You don't live there. They don't think you're going to win it. They just put your name down on there just to show that that party is running there, even though they know, listen, we're not going to spend any money campaigning there. We know we won't win, but we still need somebody's name on the ballot anyway. So she was.
Why do they need someone's name on the ballot?
Because it looks bad. They don't even have any votes there.
Okay.
So she agreed to do that for the NDP.
She wasn't running.
She was running, but she was just a paper candidate. She was never going to go there and campaign. It was just to say that they had representation there.
Okay, all right. I think I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
And,
right.
And she'd been convinced by her friends to do this in the pub that she worked in. She didn't. Okay.
All right, cool. All right.
But also, it was a 3.5-hour drive to where she was running. So she was asked to run in Bourassa in Quebec. And it's very famous for its pork and beef farms. And she was also a vegetarian. So it wasn't kind of necessarily, they weren't like even thinking about how do we get the right candidate for this. So because she didn't expect to win, she didn't campaign, she never went to the constituency during the election. And the night of the election, she decided to go to Vegas for her birthday rather than be there for the count.
Right, because like, why would she care? Exactly. She's not going to win. She's not going to get anywhere close to winning.
But she
please
did
tell me. Please, I knew that was where you were going with this. There's no way the story ended with she went to Vegas and she didn't win. The end. Like, that's just not where this. I knew this. Come on. I was trying to play dumb, but like, come on. There's only one way the story was going to end, and I was really excited for it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
During that election, the NDP had a big surge of support in Quebec, and even though she didn't go and campaign there, she benefited from it. So the media mocked her as Vegas girl and instantly jumped on her and attacked her because...
Oh, man, I wish that was me. Are you kidding me? Oh, attack me. Attack me for going to Vegas. Are you serious? Yeah. I wouldn't give a shit. It would be the best, man. Oh, my, I have nothing to lose. I have absolutely nothing to lose. I don't care.
So, and then the National Post wrote saying that she was an extreme example of what happens when people sign up to run for a party with little or no expectation of actually winning. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's not an extreme example. It's just an example.
I mean, like, is it an example of people clearly didn't vote for her? They voted against everyone else.
They voted. They voted for the NDP primarily. She beat the person from the Liberal. She defeated someone from the Bloc Québécois by 5,800 votes. And they immediately, allegations were made by the Liberal and Conservative candidates about irregularities on her nomination papers. And they tried to take them to court to get her kind of...
Wow.
But it didn't work. All the paperwork was in order. It was all done properly. And the media was on her because she became this kind of like mini celebrity of like this Vegas party girl turns politician by accident.
I would have so much fun with the media because they would try so hard to put me down and put me in my place. And I wouldn't give a shit. Bring it on. What do you got?
But this is the amazing thing about Ruth is that they completely underestimated her. They thought that she was this kind of like they thought she was like an accidental MP, would be useless, would be a total waste of space, that was just an...
That's an insulting way of saying like she has no experience and would probably not do a great job because she has no experience. Like that's...
She was a young woman who was a single mother.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, the reality of the situation, though. You don't have to be insulting about it. Like, that's just, you know, right? But like, that's... I would expect that too, but not meanly. That's just... She doesn't have any experience. Why would she, right? Like...
But what Ruth did was really smart. She completely avoided the media altogether.
As in like, hey, come for an interview. And she'd be like, fuck you, no.
Yeah, exactly. Or she just wouldn't respond. She wouldn't even say fuck you. She'd just go,
I'd say fuck you. I'd pick up just to say fuck you and then hang up.
But she spent her time meeting...
I'd ask, who is this? This is Tom? Oh, hey, Tom, fuck you. And then I hung up.
Yeah. Instead, she spent all her time in the constituency meeting like mayors, local business owners, normal people to go, hey, I won this election.
What the fuck do I do now?
But I'm representing you, so I should get to know you. So she spent kind of a lot of time. She dedicated herself to the people who she was going to be representing. She did speak French, but her French, she hadn't used it for a while, but she kind of got back up to speed with her French. And also she then immediately kind of got very comfortable in the community. And she earned the praise of a lot of people there for her attitude, because she worked like crazy. She was insanely hardworking.
Wow. Oh, fucking A. That's amazing.
And not only that,
inspirational.
She also then started to talk about things that most people don't. She, from the point of view of like defending single mothers in Parliament, because there weren't many of them. There hadn't traditionally been many single mothers.
Right.
And she evolved into a kind of like very highly effective, very highly regarded MP who was just... It didn't matter like her age, her background, none of that mattered. She was intelligent, capable, and hardworking. And she became very senior in the NDP quite quickly.
This is a really inspiring story, Reese.
It's amazing. I'd love for us to get Ruth on the show one day because I think
When did all of this take place? You might have
2011.
Mentioned 2011. Okay, so is she still doing stuff?
Well, she's like, I'll get to the story now. So she reran in 2015.
Okay.
And she kind of opened up before that election to talk how difficult it was to become an MP at that stage. So she said, it took a while to get my feet planted, to set up an office and to learn what the job was. The negativity only encouraged me to work harder. She kept her seat in the next election, even though the NDP took a bit of a battering. But then she lost her seat in 2019.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which is sad. But she did run again in 2001, and she only lost by 2021. Sorry. Okay.
And she lost again.
And she lost by 1,000 votes. So she's still trying, although she had that like flurry of like success in Parliament and everything like that, she got voted out because the Bloc kind of, you know, pushed back against the NDP and were quite dominant. But she's very close to winning and getting back in 2021. I hope she returns to politics because she sounds awesome.
When's the next time that she can run again?
When's the next election? Is going to be 5 years, 2026, 25, 26.
Well, it's not that long.
Years away. Yeah, I don't know what she's doing now, but my understanding is that she's actually married, living in that part of Quebec to, and is kind of, yeah, still seen as someone who represents and fights for that region, and is highly respected there, which I think is amazing. I love it.
That is amazing.
To go from like being depicted in the media as a Vegas girl to then suddenly becoming a
Vegas girl, because you went to Vegas once.
I know. Went to Vegas once. But and then like to show people that like you actually have way more intelligence and kind of elbow grease than a lot of the people who kind of have been handed these positions without an easy ride in life. I love those stories.
That's so cool. I'd love to get her on the show.
I don't know if you've ever listened to this show. You probably don't even know we exist, but we like you. We think you're great.
We're growing in the ranks in Montreal. People are listening to us more and more.
Well, if you're in Quebec and you know Ruth, let her know that we think she's awesome.
Yeah.
Ruth. And there should be more politicians like Ruth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And also made me think that you should become an MP by lottery, because she didn't necessarily want it, but once she had the opportunity, mm-hmm. then she really went with it.
So we still have to run, Reese. Our podcast has to run, not you and me. Our podcast as an entity.
Exactly.
We can't. But we've discovered that we can't call ourselves the Fun Liberals, which is sad.
Why can't we?
It was who told us we couldn't? I think it was Jordan Wilkes who told us we couldn't. I think because it was too close to the name Liberals.
We are like, the Fun Liberals.
We are the Fun Liberals. The Fun Libs.
Anyway,
we could be the Fun Libs.
Here's my theory: is that Ruth didn't want. She did it to be a good, because her friends convinced her to do it. I think all of the MPs, it should be a randomly generated like postcode lottery where suddenly they go, yep, good news, like jury duty. And then you're an MP, because I do worry about people who want power and spend all their lives working hard to get power over other people. I think it's much better to give power to people who aren't looking for power, because they're more likely to make better decisions because they're not interested in maintaining power.
I totally agree. I think that's a great idea. It's somewhat akin to people who spend their entire lives, and I've met people like this, spend their entire lives trying to make money. And like, I'm talking like 20, 30, 40 years trying to make just gobs and gobs and gobs. And then they do it. They make it. You know, I'm a very incredibly successful businessman. I've got millions of dollars. But by that point, they don't know what to do with their lives other than how to make money. So they just have their money, make more money. And it's this weird, vicious cycle where they've forgotten how to enjoy life. And all they know how to do is make money and have their money make more money. I feel it's the same with these people who are trying to get into positions of power in politics, even if when they first started, they had good intentions.
No, I know.
Like 20 years later. Yeah, but 20 years later, all they know is like the grind.
How do I stay at the top?
Yeah, exactly. And then when they get there, it's no longer about serving the people. It's about staying at the top sort of thing.
I honestly think it should be like 4 years jury duty you get to do, or even 1 year jury duty. You do 1 year, you move on.
1 year of jury duty? Jesus Christ.
1 year of being an MP and then you move on.
Oh, you mean as a metaphor of jury.
You don't all physically need to be in parliament anymore. You could just do it remotely from home. There's no reason why you couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the world is kind of seeing that now. We don't need collective buildings to go to do work more anymore.
Because also you're going to do a better job representing your constituency from being in it rather than go into that bubble of like that where politics happens.
Yeah.
Where you're more likely to be kind of influenced by other things. So I think that like you should do it. You should do it like that. This is my perfect system I'm designing on the fly.
Excellent.
So 1 year remote working. I'm pretty sure you could still keep your job and you could just do the MP stuff in the evening. I don't think it's just vote it.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, sure. It's easy. We can do it.
That's perfect system. Right. Let's do it. That's what the Fun Liberals stand for.
The Fun Libs.
Yeah.
We can't be the Fun Liberals. We have to be the Fun Libs now.
Fun Libs.
The Fun Libs. The Fun Libbies. Yeah.
So anyway, if you enjoyed the show, go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com where you can do stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff you can do there. You can buy some merchandise. You can buy some t-shirts or some pillows from us, or you could support us on Patreon, where Reese puts out some extra shows just for our special friends. Or
I do.
Or you can take a look at how pretty our website is. That's
also Yay. Thing you can so, do. So cool. Yeah, well, we'll see you next time.
Cool. All right. Thanks. That was actually pretty good. I liked that episode. I give that 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going to do some I Like Ruth t-shirts.
Oh, I like that. And yeah. then send them to her and not yeah, tell yeah, her, not tell her who we are.
No, exactly. Just mysteriously. Who likes me? This is weird. Very stalkerish. Uncomfortable, if so I'd say.
Thank you for the SpeakPipe messages. And if you'd like to leave us keep a voicemail. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong.
Your old man is. I did a hurty.
Bye. Oh, wait. I was just going to tell them about SpeakPipe.
I got to go.
You got to go. All right, fucking. SpeakPipe.com/Canadian Politics is boring. Go. Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.